Guten Tag. We're going to skip to Simen Reish Samach Vav. We hope to do the Simen tonight. Reish Samach Vav talks about the Chiva Shabbos Aveda to Goyim, to people who are Mechalal Shabbos, Mumorim, Mumala Hakas, Mumala Litayovan, and also some Zaitika Halachas as well. That's the title of the Simen, Din Avedas Oivrei Avera. It's really about Mistayef as well. All right, let's start. The Machabi says, Avedas Ha'akum, it's Muteres, Grado de, that's our Gersa, but really the real Gersa of the Machabi was Avedas Ha'goy Muteres. Avdafkan Akum, Avedas Avedasoro, even a Goy, Avedas Ha'goy Muteres, Shenema, because it's a Posek, Avedas Achicha, because it says in a Posek, Avedas Achicha, and we dash and dafka veda zechicha, and not to somebody who's not a chicha. Fine. And this halacha that it's mutter is not only it's mutter that you're allowed to ignore the aveda, there's no lusucha lasalim, but even if it already got into you, and of course no mitzvah shav, it's a meet them both, but not only before even got to him, but this ma points out, Julia Gemara, that not only are you not mechuyiv, even if it already came into your hands, muteris, you're allowed to keep it, because we learn from this pasuk, and lashon matzasa, the asa liyadei masha. Even if it already got into your hands, matzasa, you already got it. Still, it's matzav. I feel like come across dafka beaveda zechicha. That's mechaba. Aveda zaka muteris. Not only don't you have the chiva shava, but muteris, even allowed to keep it. Shenem aveda zechicha. Good. Vamachzira, and anyone who gives it back, hareze oiver avera. Someone who chulila gives back an aveda is oiver avera. Of a guy, correct? Someone gives back an aveda of a guy, hareze oiver avera. Mepnei shumachzik yedei oiver avera. Because you mean machzik yedei oiver avera. That's the Rambam Shita, that you're not allowed to give back an Aveda because you're maxing your day over Avera. Rashi, on the other hand.
Akum is considered part of the Ivra Aveda.
Right. A Stam Goy is considered an Ivra Avera. And therefore, you're now allowed, not only don't you have the Chiyuvi Atayr to give it back, not only is it Mutah Pitayr to keep it, but it's even Asa to give it back, because if you do give it back, Chulila, you're being maxing your day over Avera. Lav Dafka. Actually, even if he wouldn't be Pashas, now you're touching. Very, very good. Very good. 1 second, we'll get to it. But hold on, just give me a few. Now, Rashi Grada points out, if you look in Sivkot and Beis, Rashi has a different pshat. This Ma says from Rashi, Rashi calls of Tamache, the reason why you now let it return it, Mepnei Shemar Bezeh, Shei Mitzes Hashova, Chashuva Olav, Lemitzes Boiroi. It shows that you don't really care about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, Shere Yeshiva Gam Lakam Shena Mitzvah Aleh. Rashi says, a man's face Rava, as that's me, that's where it's learned out from. The Gemara says, is that if I'm going to go be Maxin Aveda to a guy, even though I'm not Mitzvah, it's a raya, it shows the whole thing that I don't really care about the Rebbein Shom's Torah. Because the Torah says to turn to Yira, not to a guy. Now that's also, but I don't have to. So if I go ahead and turn to a guy, it shows that I'm not returning because I'm supposed to be returning. I'm not returning because I'm supposed to be returning Avedas or God Rock. I'm returning because I feel it's a good thing. It's a socially ethical thing to do. It's morally correct to do. So I'm showing I don't really care about the Rebbein Shom Torah. And even when I, let's say, now return to a Yid, it's not because the Torah said so. I'm returning because I think it's a good and nice, honorable thing to do. So therefore, that's why it's an Aveda to do. You're being mashve the Goy to a Yid and showing you don't really care about the Mitzvah's Boyrei. It's a different time than a Mechamen. Mechamen says because of Maxi Deo Ive Avera, and whereas Rashi says it's because of this new Indian of being Mashveh, the mitzvah, so to speak, to the Goy, to the Yid, that the Goy is equal to the Yid. All right. I think let's stop here before continuing the Machab. There's a lot of raid here. Eilu Mary touched on some stuff. When it says over here, Avedas Hagoy is Muteris, that you're allowed to keep it, what does that mean? What does it mean that you're allowed to keep this Avedas? So really, it's Machlokes Achreinim. There's a Bach in Yoredei and Simen Kuf Mem Vav, and the Bach says very similar in Orechayim, Tov Kuf Pei Vav as well, that when it says it's Muteris, it just means Muteris, that you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to be Mishtamish with it. But you want to know who it belongs to, it still belongs to the guy. His chus was never pocket. The bailus of it, it's still his item. He still owns the item. Just, hey, it's an aveda. I'm not mitzvah to return it. I'm allowed to use it. I'm allowed to hold on to it and use it. That's the loshem muteres. But not that I was actually zoichin it. Unless, oktabach, the goy was miyayish. If the goy was miyayish, and it's loigor from every avedis Yisrael when a goy is miyayish, sorry, then when the bailim is miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it. So too, when the goy is miyayish, I'm also allowed to keep it. Fine. But with that, without yush, I'm only allowed to use it, but I'm not allowed to own it, so to speak. I'm not allowed. I don't really own it. If I have to make Kaddish and Isha, I wouldn't be able to be Yaitz of my mitzvahs, Lachem of Esrig. It will be an Esrig. I won't be Yaitz. It's not mine. It still belongs to the guy. Chametz is different because chametz has Allah luck, even if you don't own it, but if you have a chrayis or if it's your shtamshes, I don't know, this could be made. All right, whatever. We could talk about it. But
no, I'm saying if you're going to return it, then the guy also might get upset.
Well, we're going to get to going getting upset later on about Chilul Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. I just want to understand what does it mean muteris. So the back sheet is you do not own it; you just have a right to use it. Now, there's a bir alok in Tufkuf Peivov in Arachayim. The bir alok in Siv Gimel touches up the back over there in Arachayim. He argues the Maimon Mordechai. Maimon Mordechai touches up the back like that I just told you, and the bir alok says no, it's not true. The back means that you do own it. The back only was talking about Gzela, but Be'aveda, whatever, something else, but Aveda the Bach is Moida, the Ravada, the Moitzei owns it. I don't know to do it to be Alocha. Maybe you could say that in the Bach in Erechaim. The Bach in your day is Mefurish, not like that. The Bach in your day is, like I said before, in Kuf Mevav, says Mefurish, you do not own it, and it just you have a right to use it. So, Tikoshvera, be Alocha. Sorry? Tavkuf Peivav. Rishana, Shaifa, Bittel, Aveda Zara, whatever, it's Zaitik and Yonim. Fine. Now, like the Bach's lunders, let's just play along with the Bach for the meantime. Bach, you're going to see is a Shitas Yoka, but let's play along with it. The Bach holds, but once the guy is Miyayish, it's just like a Yid would be Miyayish, and now Avada, you own it. So I want a Taina, the Chayra. We know that when you find an Aveda Sisra before Yish, it's Yisra Siliyadeh, and if the Bailam later on are Miyayish, too late. Sorry, you cannot keep it. You got to still give it back because it's a surah. So, the Aveda had a chiva shava, and the yish is nachal. It's like the Ramban's prat because it's life like yish b'shus because ham his shoyma. So, it's like it's really in his house when he's being miyayish or taitz because already the chiva shava was already chal. So, I want to tell you that's all very nice if the Aveda belonged to a yid. But if the Aveda belonged to a goy, even loit the bach, zich, I don't have any chiva shava. So, I can't have a surah. So, I want to tell you that lechay loit the bach. Once the goy eventually will be miyayish, even after I found it, then I'll take own it. It's just Kozman is not miyayish, I don't own it. But once it's miyayish, the Bach says once you're miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it, just like by Yitzaveda. But I hold it's even better than a Yitzaveda. Here, even if I already picked it up, once the guy is miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it. And I found like that it's a Divrei Mishpat in Reish Nun Tes, Sif Katan Beis, the Divrei Mishpat spells it out clearly. The Bach, he's going with the Bach, that in a chanamid, it doesn't pass the surah saliyode, and once the guy's miyash later on, you can keep it. But truth be told, if you look in the Bach over there in your idea, it's not mashma like that. The Bach's mashma dafka, he says it twice, dafka, that I picked it up after the guy was already miyash. Nobody wants. I can pick it up before he's miyash. As long as miyash at the end, it's good enough because there's no surah saliyode. Okay. A maimum was going to Bach. But that's a Bach shita that I do not own. However, roi v'achroinim, rai after rai, achron after achron, g'dayla achroinim, all argue with the Bach and say, Avada, once I pick it up, I am zoich in it, even without yish, it's muteris means it's mine. I give you kaddish and isha, mitalad minim, it's mine, it's mamish mine. All right, but even in that shita, even in the shita, these achroinim of all that it's mamish mine, still they have a machloikis. At what point does the bailus of the goy kick out? Well, at one point does it leave? It's a pshat. The second the goy loses the item, it's already hefka, and now kala kaidim zaycha. Or is it pshat, and the shut rim, the chadushi rim, he has chuvis, and even as a tezayin sounds like that, that the second the goy lost the item, it's already hefka. Or do we say, no, that avada, once a goy lost the item, it's still not hefka, he still owns it, just it's somewhere in the street. It's just, I have a schus, I'm allowed to pick up the item, and once I pick it up, that's how I'm coining it. Because when I don't pick it up, it still belongs to the goy. But once I pick it up, then pocket the bailus of the goy. That's how the mimosha, sorry?
What would be the lachos? There would be no praja v'shot avada.
L'chayre, if there would be no parsha shavas aved in the Torah, I'm not sure. I'll collect the shayla. From the Achronim, it seems they I'm butchering about this. And they want to say maybe it's tolling the shayla taka. Right. They have other cheshbonos, the chiv hashava brings it back. I don't know, they have a zutu shoyam type of svaris here, why it maybe turns into afka. But lachar, yeah, nechanami. I know you said if by a guy it was never nischadish to pasha, so maybe you leads hefka right away. Maybe, maybe.
By a yid, there's no pasha, right? There's no pasha of yidish.
If there would never be a pasha of hashav as aveido, then I don't know. Maybe if there's no pasha of as, you know, you find his keepers, losers, weepers. The second guy lost it. It's over. He doesn't have anymore. So he has no shlita on it. So he lost the item. Yes, Lord, I'm saying. You must have it right.
After this, the
Pasha is the Chazash. Right, the Pasha is the Chazash that you
don't... You see, that you need Yiddish in order to be kind.
Correct. By a Yid. But by a Goy, that's a Shasa. The Chuvah Sarim says it happens right away. But the Memoshon Lamed Zayin Te Zayin and the Chuvah Zecha Yitzchak and Ayin Ches Gimel say that, no, it only happens once you pick it up. Because when you pick up still belongs to Zayin, what's a Nafkemina? Zayin Zecha Yitzchak, Pasha Nafkemina. Could a Goy pick up another Goy's Avedu? If you tell me right away he lost its hefka like the Chiddush Hirim, say a chenami, then even another guy can take it. It's already hefka. But if you learn that bad, it's just a schus that Yisrael has a right to keep a guy's item, so another guy doesn't have that extra schus. So Mela, a guy would not be allowed to pick up another guy's item. He would take a bimuchiv to give it back or whatever, also to keep it.
There may be a rule that by the guy that the finders keeps it.
I'm not too sure. Granted, in dina machus dina by law, if it's over a certain amount, $10, I forgot what the amount is. You have a chiv hashava. You have to not chiv shal to the bayan. You have to report it to the police station with. In 10 days, there are a bunch of rules of how it goes. And every Medina is different. Eretz Yisrael, they're machers it for 3 months, I think, and then if no one picks it up, then it goes back to the finder. Every Medina has different rules. Okay, but that's a Maimon Muskan. Now, what would be another Shaila? What would be if a Goy loses an item, and then he's Megaya, now he's a Yid, you didn't find it yet, and now you found it. By the time you found it, he was already a Yid. Mahadin. So the Achreinim all say, sorry? Kanshanela, so all his assets become Hefka? No, now we don't say. Kanshanela, Lagavi Yuxin, yeah, Lagavi, Shalu, Lagavi, other halachas, Nidus, whatever, the other. Right, so you don't have, you're right, 100% right. You won't have the Issa to give it back because he's no longer an Ever Avera, so you won't have the thing. The question is, do you have a Chiv? Is it Nismayed from the Chicha or not? I'm saying right now, that's Haguf Anodonin. Does the Mir Takro of a Chicha pass Bechai Gavna? Since by the time you found it, he's already a Yid. So most Achreinim, and the Evan Ozel says it's in Perkir Aleph Halacha Beis, but a lot of Chedushim Mei Simchun, Bamitzich of Zayin Amral, Tisha Yosh and Shad Aleph Perches, but there's a lot. A lot of Achreinim, they say it in different Nuschoyes. There's a whole slew of them, but they all say that you see a concept by Shavit Aveda, let's say Shavit Pruta, but other Inyanim, that everything goes Beshas de Aveda. So Beshas de Aveda, at the time he lost it, if he was a guy, and at that point it was nismayed from the pasha of Achicha, then the fact that he became a Yid later on doesn't make a difference. He's nismayed from the pasha, and Mela, I don't have a Chiv. Sorry? That's the Shaila. That's what I'm going to get to. Not so Pacha. Because he says like this. He says that if you found it, if he lost it when he was a guy, and you found it when he was already a Yid, he says that it was nismayed from the parish of Achicha, because it goes basa to shas the Aveda. All the miute akro go basa shas Aveda, and at that time he was in Achicha. But he says, even though that you were nismayed, and it's still an Issa Gezel, so he only has a halfway. Evan Nazar holds, Rizal Zama holds, that it was nismayed from the parasha, so no chiyuve hashava. But you're now allowed to keep it because you have an Issa Gezel, because it still belongs to him. And Memela, it's a Yiddish item now, so what right do you have to keep this item? So you're a Gazan if you're going to keep it. You don't have a Chivishav, you don't have Losuch Lesalim, you don't have anything, you don't have a Chivishmi, I guess, even if you pick it up, but you're now allowed to use it, you're now allowed to keep it, because you'd be a Gazan. So I want to show you that Reviz Zalman holds not like the Kedushim, because how do you hold like the Kedushim that becomes Hefka right away? then what's he saying that now that he was Nisgayer, it's now let it keep because of Nisa Geza? What do you mean? It's already Hefka. The second he lost it, it's Hefka. He went like the other Achreinim, that when a guy loses something, it doesn't become Hefka right away. It only becomes Hefka when you pick it up. And since by the time you picked up, he already was Megayer, Memelu, you're now let it keep it. Because you don't have any Chiyuvim. It was an Ismail from the Pasha. You don't have any Chiyuvim, but you're still now let it keep it. And like you pointed out, Avad, you're allowed to give it back because you don't have the zis of being maxik yedei aveira. L'chayin not, no, because mitzvah from the basha, so you don't have a mitzvah shavas aveira. Now, what would be if the person lost it and you found it already, and then he was megayer? So if you go pasha pshat as avadi, it's already mine. But if you held like the Bach that it never becomes mine. Unless the guy is miyayish, but even by a goy, it's only a schus eshtamshis. So I have this schus eshtamshis while he was a goy. Now that he's megayer, even after I found it, oh, and then now I can't use it anymore because now it's a yiddish item. So now I would have to give it back, or whatever. At least I don't have a chiv to give back, but I'm now allowed to use it anymore because at that point it already be a segzela. If you held like the back. But like I said, roiv achreinim hold not like the back, the ravada becomes yours. All right. Let's look at Baragolas. You want to point out what type of goyim are we talking about, or if they have a desire or not. So if you look in the Baragolas, Siv Cotton Bays, he says like this. He brings down Rashi's Pshad, Upirish Rashi, Shom, Shemara Ba'atzme Shashavas Aveda Eina Chashuva Loi Mitzvahs Boiroi. Why? Sha'af Lakim Hu Oisek Enchulon Nestava Aleim. However, Zak the Baragolas, Umi Mashakosav Haramba Matam, Mipnesh Hu Maxik Yedei Ivrea Aveiro, Nirlani is Daiti. That there's an issa to give it back. Elo ba'akum oivdei kechavim. V'loi ba'akum shebezman hazeh shemoidim bebari oilem v'venimuseim la'achzer aveda. Blitz chiddush. That this whole halacha that the Rambam holds it to issa is because of Maxa Gedei Avera. That's only if they're Taka Ivrei Avera, they have worship Geshkes. But Bismanenu, that our Goyim don't worship Geshkes, then you don't have the answer to give back. It's Mashman in the Baragola that if you held like Rashi, Avada, you'll still have the Issa because you're being Mashve, a Goy, to a Yid, to Mitzvah Boirei, when there's no Chiva Shavam. But the Rambam's shot that the Issa is only because Maxa Gedei Avera, that you won't have because he's not an Ivrei Avera.
Who says they're not Tavir? If they don't believe in
Gatchkis,
if they believe in the
Yaisel,
that's
it. Oh, if they believe in Yaisel. So it's a Shiloh believing Yaisel Trinity, the way it works, what Dinam does have, it's not for now, but it's a Shiloh amongst the Paiskim, but that's considered even the Avodah Zarah not. But I want to point out, even like the Baragoyla, he's only saying why you're allowed to give it back, you know, being Max like a Deva Avera. But Avada, you want to know if you have a Chiv to give back, Avada not, because he's Nismayt from the Pasha of Achicha. Even a Goy who's not an Oiva Avera is still not a Chicha. So Avada, the Chiyuve Pasha you don't have. But you won't have this Issa called Max like a Deva Avera.
Are you afraid of
today you're not mechayshed as avodah zarah. Now Lomai says the Baragoyla at the end says a loshen because he's moedu bebayir elam and also nimuseim lagze aveda by law they return avedas. I don't know what he wants of avodah zarah. What? Sorry, mitzadiyish. So this way the person wasn't miyayish. But it doesn't make a difference if the person was miyayish or not, unless you go like the back. Otherwise, it doesn't make a difference because you're allowed. Like I said, you don't have any avodah. You're allowed to keep an avodah to yours. You don't have the issa to give it back. Vada, you're not going to have a chiyuvim, he's not a chicha. So what did he need? The Musaim Lagze Aveda. Who cares if they do give it back or they don't give it back? Even if they wouldn't give it, it doesn't make any sense. I zikha don't have a chiyuv, and the Rishus I have Saivi. What does he want?
There's no
Yish. But even without Yish, Isaiah don't have any Chiv to give it back because he's not a Chicha. So he's inspired from the Basha. So you have to know what he wanted at the end. But anyway, the Yofa Lalev asked on the Bera Goylo that there's a Mufusha Sefer Chasidim and Shinun Ches that says it's only by a Goy who Zoriz and he keeps Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noyak, then you could give back the Avedo, Meshivin Avedosai. But if he doesn't keep Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noyak, the fact that he's just not over the Avedo Zorah, that's not going to make a difference and you don't give back those Avedas. And it sounds like that the Sefer Chasidim was going with the Rambam, not like Rashi. Choyro. Because if you learn like Rashi, since by a Ger Toishev, a person who keeps saying Mitzvah B'nai Noyak, you also don't have a Chiv to give back. So if you will give it back, L'chay, you should still have the problem, L'man Sfeisa Rabbis Atzmei, you're being Mashve, okay, not a Goy, you're being Mashve, a good Goy, a Goy Ger Toishev, who cares, you're being Mashve, someone who you don't have a Chiv to be Mesha Avedo, to a Yid who you have a Chiv, so you're showing that you don't care about Mitzvah's Boyre. So l'chayol Rashi should come out that you're not allowed to give back even a ger toshiv's aveda. But if in fact that the Sefer Ksim says you are, but he says he's going like the Rambam Pshat, that's only maksa yedei over avera, and a yoy is here, he's not over avera because he keeps zayin mitzvah ben enoch. He's a good guy. He keeps what he's supposed to keep. So merely you're allowed to give it back. But anything short of that, if he doesn't keep zayin mitzvahs, even if he's not over avera, avada, you're now allowed to give him back. Now, you can get out of it, because the Sefer Chassidim was going with Rashi. Because I want to know in Rashi, let's say it's fundamental. What does Rashi mean, you're being masha? What happens if, we saw so many times already, Zutu Shayam, it's Hefka, you're allowed to keep it. After years, you're allowed to keep it. Yet the Ramah says, Lefnim Mishu Sedin, you're supposed to give it back. Or let's say a case, Zokim Venu Lefi Chvoidoy. So there the Mechaber says, Avada, you have a Ptur, it's a Ptur in the Torah, but nevertheless, if you'd like to, it's a good thing, the Mechaber says, it's a good thing to give back, even Zerachon Ben Al-Vikvod, you're supposed to be Machmeh and give things back, Lefnu Mishur Zedin. So Veshayla, how are you allowed to be Machmeh, Lefnu Mishur Zedin? Faket, you're showing you don't care about the Mitzvah's Bari, you're showing that you're going to return an Aveda, even when the Torah said, you don't have to return the Aveda. So L'chayra, you should have the same Issa, L'man Sveis HaRavis HaTzmeah, who cares you're returning to a Yid, but you're returning it when you're not Mechuyiv to return it. For a simple shayla, elamai, you have to say is that when those times I'm returning it, I'm not mechuyev to return it. I'm not trying to be mashveh mitzvah bari. What I'm doing is I understand that a yid is far to yid, and I have a mitzvah lachya, you say, and there's a mitzvah of chesed. So I'm trying to do chesed with the person. I'm not doing a punk because I feel that it's a chiv deraisa to return his aveda. But by a goy that you have no mitzvah lachya, you say, there's no inyan. So then what are you doing it for? Oh, because you think it's socially correct to do. So then you don't care about the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah. You return Avedis at will. You don't really care because we either have mitzvahs or not. So by a guy with no mitzvah lachya, you say, then you have a problem. So by a ger toshev, the Mefusha Pasek, that even ger toshev, if you have a mitzvah lachya, you say. So it could be that Rashi would be moided that by a ger toshev, you could return his Aveda. Because there, I'm not returning it because I want to be mashre him to a yid. I'm returning it because I want to do a chesed, mitzvah lachya, so I have a mitzvah to be mechaya him, to help him out, to be mefarnes him. So I'm going to return his Aveda. Just like by a yid, I'm allowed to return Aveda, even by makam not lechuyev, lefnim mishas, and then could be allowed to return a ger toshev's Aveda also. Also, so to speak, like a lefnim mishur zedin, like a mitzvah lachyoyse al tzchesed, I'm allowed to return as a veda. And then you can say it's like, really going like Rashi, and then you would have to know that maybe the Rama would yeshtim with the Bera Goyla. All right, but that's what he says. Lamaisa is, Lani is daiti. I believe that the Bera Goyla only wrote this for the Senza. Ki Yedua, the Bera Goyla had issues with Nebuch. I think he... his kid was killed in Tachvetat. I don't remember. He had his own chesh pogroms. He had his own problems with the Goyim. My feeling is that I believe that he only wrote this for the Senza. And not only that, if you want to take it, there's a Meiri in Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph. And the Meiri says a similar thing about Metzich of Zayin Amar Aleph. And the Torah Tamima, by the way, you do, the Meiri had fright from fear from the censors. He says a lot of things in Bava Kama all over the place, covering himself in the Aruch HaShulchan and the Torah Tamima. So you look at the Torah Tamima in Kiseiti over here in the Pasha, Prechav Beis Pasek Gimel. Also, they both Neman, this time the same thing, that if a guy is not a Oivdi Avaydazari, you even have a Chiv to give it back. That's what they write. Now that's for sure wrong. That's not a name of Shaila. That's 100% wrong. It's Fusha Pasek, this is a Chicha, not a guy. So what are they doing? Obviously, they wrote it for the censor. So it's not hard to suggest then that the Bera Goyla was doing the exact same thing.
You may have a fear in order not to incite the Goyla.
Okay, that's later on, but that's not their saying. They're saying, Me'ika dun, you have a chiv to return. That can't be the mitzvah of a chich is mayit, a goy, even if he's a good guy. What? According to Rashi, there's also no chiv. No matter what, they can't be a chiv. It's a mufusha pasuk. Right, according to Rashi, the Bera Goyla is moida that you're not supposed to be giving a bad because of Laman Sveis HaRava. No, the way he wrote it, you see what he wrote, Rashi, then he wrote Ramam Lefizet. So I'm just being medayek, but he's writing it that you should walk away thinking that you have it. And Lamaisa the Beis Yosef, often not over here, we'd rather don't have it in our Beis Yosef, but in the old Beis Yosef, in the new Torah, they put it back in. The censors obviously took it out. When the Torah starts a simen, Avedis Akum, Avedis Oivdei Avedizaris Mutaris, so the Beis Yosef, Lav Davka Oivdei Avedizaris, Adava Poshet, any guy's Aveda is Mutaris. And the only reason why the Tur wrote of the Avodah Zarah is because the Tur was afraid of the Malchus, that they were going to be Malshin on him, because people were trying to be Mavish Ruach Yisrael and said that we don't care about Goyim, so they have to cover himself. He wrote of the Avodah Zarah. That's what the Beis Yosef wrote shot in the Tur over here, which the census took out. You won't find it in our Beis Yosef. But anyway, I think it's... The what? We'll get into Dakei Shalom's issue, but Lach Yaisei, you don't have a Chiv Lach Yaisei, and like the Rambam, you should have an Issa of Maxik Deaver, God that happens via Allah of Lemalim, Lemaridin, Membele, and Echanami. You're not supposed to, you're not allowed to save them. You taka now loud. Again, except to the Dakei Shalom issue that overrides and you're supposed to save them. But without Dakei Shalom in Echanami, it's also to save a guy in Echanami. Same thing, it means Maxik, it could be Leisachonim, you have to know which Issa goes under, but in Echanami it's going to be a problem. All right, fine. Shadosh state, good. So at the end of the day, Avad is every guy, and it's Pashas, we pass, and it's Muteris, and it belongs to you. Fine, let's continue. Oh, we're going to get to it, it's a base, yeah. I'm going to get to about now. Continues the Mechaber. However, v'mechzira l'kadesh es Hashem. If you're doing it to make a kiddush Hashem, kadesh ifaru es Yisrael v'yedu shem ba'alei amuna. You're doing it to be mekadesh Hashem, that they should know the Yiddish folk is a ba'alei amuna, they trustworthy people. Harei ze meshubuch. It's a good thing to do. Of a mokum sheyesh chilul Hashem. If it's actually going to be a chilul Hashem, then aveidasa asur. It's not just a good thing to do. It's actually also you're not allowed to keep it. V'chayv lagzir, and you have to give it back.
I'm asking on the other way. If you would return it, the guy would be very mad at you. You might as well, maybe you took it and you just left screwed.
No, then you're not going to make a kiddush Hashem, then you should not return it.
Well, because sometimes a lot of times going will do that sometimes.
Yeah, so in Echanami. So if that's the case, then you shouldn't be giving it back. All right. So now the lashon of the Mechaber is, Kidei sheyifaru es Yisrael. V'yedu sheheim ba'al le'yamuna. Zok to Mashal, Yom Shishleim in Bava Kama Perek Yud Simchov, and quote his Loshin, he says, in Mekzira kadei l'kadish Hashem, that's harei zeh meshubach. But v'rachmono liba boi, imdaitoi l'kach. Avol imdaitoi bavu sheyashbichu oisai. You want the guy to favor you, you want the guy to be meshabeach you. Oh, you're such a trustworthy guy. Not Klai is so trustworthy, but you're trustworthy. Who knows, he might send you a deal tomorrow, whatever it is. V'loi bavu amunis Yisrael, it's also. Mashal says it's also. It's only muta if you're doing it kidei sheyashbichu es Yisrael v'yeidu sheim balei amunah rezem v'shabach. Now the Mashal l'chayr is a pelo, mamish a pelo, because this Issa could be loy gara from the Issa loy sechonim. I'm not going to give a guy matana also, it's a daraisa, loy sechonim. And yet if I have a benefit by giving the guy, if I want to give my shiksa leftover shalak manis, I can give it to her, because she'll feel grateful to me that I'm giving her that stuff, and then she'll be more diligent and work harder, more responsible, she'll see that I'm trying to be mative to her. So if I'm doing it for any cheshbon, benefit that I'll have, indirect benefit, it's muta. So madach outright matana takes care of Leis Echonim. You don't have this new Issa of Maxi Kedei Oiver Aveira. So how could you say over here you're going to have an Issa if you're doing Kedei Sheshbiko Oisoi? I know it's not Shpitz Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is Avada, not Sheshbiko Oisoi. It has to be Sheshbiko as Umas Yisrael. I understand. But how could it be also of Maxi Kedei Oiver Aveira? Every Leis Echonim we see it's mutter like that. So the Lechard of Mashal is a shtickle of a Pella. Not only that, let's say you go in Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat is that you're doing it Kidei lahashvis the goy to a yid. So lechel Rashi also, it's all tali in your kavana. If I do it for a different kavana, let's say I want to do lekadosh shem shemayim. Would Rashi hold its mother? The Rambam said it. What Rashi hold? Lechel also. I'm doing lekadosh shem shemayim. I'm not doing it kidei lahashvis the goy to a yid to show that I want to be meisha aveda to goy. I'm doing it lekadosh shem shemayim. So even Rashi should be mutter because I have a different cheshbon. It's a different kavana, right? So then it could be any kavana, any time I want to return something to a goy, and I have a cheshbon why I want to do it, l'chay should come out like Rashi, it should be mutter, because I'm not doing a l'man tzvoy saravis at the time, I'm not doing a l'hashvis to go to yid, I'm doing it because I want to derive benefit from it. So l'chay should be mutter. And that's, mavul like that, a truvus elef l'chay shleimah, as a shleimah klugin, l'chay shemishbah simin yitches, that's a truvus ma'asham, a chay l'chay, Simon Mamal Tivri Amask of Omnam Bukov, there's a Chazanish, there's Erech Shai, of an ancient Pei Ches, there are a few places, Vechena Vechena, that if I have a different Ches from why I'm doing it, then Avadu Leirashi, it should be Mutter as well. The Chayat which come out, so, I mean, I have to put the mashal on hold here. I don't know what to do with the mashal. But at least, l'chayr, like the Rambam, like Rashi, come out if you have any chedron, should be mutter. The pella is, and I'll be honest, I don't have an eitzah for this, but the pella is that the Gemara in Ksubis, Taftes Vavim Abez, at the end of the Perek, the Gemara is handling if you're not sure if a person's a Yid or a Goy, and if it's Rav Yisrael, Rav Goyim, if it's Mexal, Mexal. And Taiz is Teich Dvarab, the Gemara says you need each case for another chiddush. When it's Rav Yisrael. And Taisi says a chedron over there, what's the chiddush by Rav Yisrael that you have the lax aveda? So Taisi rabusa tfei, more than just lach yisei. Why? Because it did is a gadol who to be max an aveda because of l'man sveis harabes atzmeya. It's an is a gadol, and therefore it's a chiddush that even by Rav Yisrael, you're allowed to be toiler that this person is a Yid. You found a tinnik. You don't know where it is, but it's Rav Yisrael. You're allowed to be toiler that this tinnik is a Yid, and you're allowed to return him his Aveda. And it's a chiddush, even though it's an Issa God who called the man's face a Ravim. The Chayra, there's no Issa there at all. Why am I returning it to this guy? I'm returning this guy because probably he's a Yid. I'm not returning because I want to return to a guy. Even if it would be Mechzah, Mechzah, the Chayra should be Mutter. Because why am I returning a guy? I'm returning him on the side that he's a Yid. That's why I want to return his Aveda. If he was a guy, I've never returned his Aveda. But if it's a Safik, and maybe he's a Yid, so I want to return him, maybe I'll be Mekayma Mitzvah, the rise of Asher's Aveda. I want to be Mative to a Yid. I want to be Lachis Yid. So if everything's telling your Kavanah, the Chayra, there should never be an Issa in the first place. Because I'm certainly doing it only on the Cheshvan that he's a Yid. So I don't know what I'm trying to tell you. I found afterwards that a Moshe in Tshuva Sigris Moshe in Yerdei Chelara Kofnun, he like bavarns it. I didn't get 100% what a Moshe was saying. But l'chayr, from there would be a raya, not like what I'm saying, it would be a raya that who cares about your kavana? If the Maisa Hashava shows, the Etzem Maisa Hashava shows that being mashre a goy to a yid, that would be an issa, even if your kavana for some Zaytik HaKashbin, and then you have to know if your kavana would be l'kadosh Etz Hashem, maybe like Rashi, that should also be asa. Because who cares about your chedron? But the Etzem HaShavah shows that you're being master a guy to a Yid. I don't know what to do. I really don't know. But at least, if you're going to learn that everything's tali in your kavana, I want to just give a hagdara to the olam, what that means, tali in the kavana. Because it's very easy to say, oh, I'll be master to the guy, but my kavana is really l'kadosh es Hashem. So I want to explain what that means. If you would find a Goyish Aveda, and you want to know to return it because you're going to be Mekadesh as Hashem, I want to know, would you take that same Aveda and instead of returning it to its rightful owner, give it to a different guy to be Mekadesh as Hashem, that you've been mate of the guy, whatever. Let's say you could have an oifen that you're showing them that you're Balei Emunah by giving this Aveda to the wrong owner. Would you do that as well? If you wouldn't, then you're really showing that your Kavana is because you think it's ethically correct, and then it's also to return. It only be mutter if you're mamish, your kavan is ritzuya, the kavan is a kadosh Hashem. So the test would be, let's see, would you take that same thing and give it to someone else for the same gather, for the same harvach of a kiddush shem shemaim? If you would, fine. If you're not, then it shows it's ever zer goyim, and then you better be careful because you might be even nissa or leman svei sarava.
Like the back, he'll be mashal the other guy in Zela,
which is nissa
for them.
Like the back, right here. Good. If you talk a word about the Imach, and that's the only reason I hear, fine, granted. But without that, we have a problem. Another shaila is that the Lashon HaMechaber says, the Mechzira, L'Kaddish Es Hashem, the reason I'm returning is L'Kaddish Es Hashem. I want to be medayik. It's not a great dig, but it's not saying that I'm going to be zero and I will be mekadosh es Hashem. If the question is what my kavanah is, if I'm doing it likadosh es Hashem, then it's already mutter. What happens if I'll return it and I don't know if it's going to make a kiddush Hashem? Yitachen it will. No guarantees in life. I don't know if it's going to make a kiddush Hashem. Am I allowed to return that item? So I want to tell him, from the Lashon HaMechaber, it sounds like that yes, I am. As long as my kavan is l'kadosh es Hashem, it should be mutter. And especially if you go with the cheshvan of Rashi, if we're right, that everything is telling what his kavan is, and he has an emes of kavan, he's doing it l'kadosh es Hashem, not Lahashri is the guy with the yid, avad it should be mutter. However, the achrayim bring down from the tshuvas stay ha'aretz and chelik gimel chayshu mishpat yud that his lashon is dainu davke shebevada yifaru. You have to be mamish 100% sure that you're going to be mafar. Avo misafik, if it's only a safik, you make a kiddush Hashem lo yagzir shelo yavel isa de lo yiva lamasvei sarav esatzmeya. If you only have a suffix in Kaddish as Hashem, they quote over the Seher saying that it's also to return. And I don't think that's the exact mashmois, Mechabin and Lomdis, it doesn't sit right. If you look up the Seher's, which I did, he doesn't exactly say what the Achrayim say he says. He over there is worried about that if I'm going to turn it, it's like sort of what he pointed out before, if I'm going to turn it, sometimes I can make even a Chilul Hashem. So Memeli says, if you're not sure if you're going to make a Kiddush Hashem, and you're not sure if you're going to make a Chilul Hashem, then he says, better not to return it.
How are you going to make a Chilul Hashem?
Because his these stupid Yidden, they return Avedis, they don't understand that you're supposed to, they're not Kolungan, they're not Shrewd, they're not with, what is it?
Tanarish.
They're like, they return Avedis. Well, who returns Avedis? Like, if they think that it's like from Minarusa, not from Emunosa of Klai Yisrael, but because of the Narishkeit, that's where they return. So you can make him a Chil Hashem. Well, let's say the Cheshit that you stole it from him. Whatever it is. If you have a Tzadik, you can make a Chil Hashem and you're Mesupik. Which way? So Shav Al Tasa, if it's better not to do anything.
Sander is a Maisa with those two people by the Soda. Remember, right? And yep. Later on in the end, he said he wished he'd be friends with them. Came out of Kiddush
Hashem. Avant, the many Maisim and Chazal that you make a Kiddush Hashem to return an Aved, and that's where this halakha is coming from. But if you Mesupik, the Stayards says that you shouldn't be doing it. I got to think they should. And it happens all the time. We go to stores, it doesn't have to be an Aved, we'll go to a store, and by accident they'll give you extra, or an extra item. You first come home and you find out about it. Now what are you supposed to do? So make it, then let's say it's an Aved Zakim, it's Toy Zakim, which has the same thing as Aved, provided, of course, you weren't mad to the guy, but it happened by themselves, you weren't looking for it, and became an Aved Zakim, so Lechari should be Mutter. But if you can make a Kiddush Hashem, it's a good thing to do. How do you make a Kiddush Hashem? So if it's like over a credit card, you made a warehouse order, whatever, so how do you make a Kiddush Hashem? You can't, if you go into the store, so he sees you're dressed up like a Yid, you're clearly a Yid, but over the phone, so I always recommend that people do to introduce yourself, this is Rabbi Geller. On the line. So you don't have to, make a grub, I am a Jew, and that's what I return. No, don't do that. Just say, this is Rabbi Geller, I have an extra thing, I would like to return it. So by introducing yourself as a rabbi, they clearly know that you're a Orthodox Jew, maybe conservative, but they'll know that at least you're Jewish, and a Mela, you can be Mekadosh as Hashem by doing such a thing. Alright, the Sefer Chasidim says that he knows that people who are Makar Hashem Shemayim, and with that they were Zeicha to Aisha, and they were able to leave over large Yerushas to their kids when they returned Avedis to Akam, even B'makam, that they weren't Mokhiv to return. Fine. Sorry? By Toys Akam. By Toys Akam. Correct. Toys Akam has the same thing as an Aveda. Alright. Now, the Mechabit says a Loshin. What's the double lashon? Avedasa asura and chayiv lagzira. What's that extra chayiv lagzira? It's the Beis Eizid. Gets a mishnah. Seems to have been bothered by it. That's how the Achrenim touch up the Beis Eizid. And he says it means to tell you that even not only avedasa asura, if you got it, you're not allowed to keep it, but also chayiv lagzira. Even if you didn't get it yet, you mechuyev to pick it up and return it. You mechuyev to make ashavas aveda to a guy. Where's the chilul Hashem? So if you look in the Smas of Cotton Gimel, he just quotes over the end of the Beis Eisev. Beis Eisev cause of Dino Shematzik B'mokim Shiroiv Yisrael. You found it in place of Roiv Yisrael. Most residents of the city are Yidin. The Akub Lo Yizbo Shenafu Mimenu Aveda. The guy won't know that he lost Aveda. Ela Yisrael Mamutzim Shom Kanvu Mimenu. He's going to think, the Yidin must have stole it, because most people in the city are Yidin. If I don't have it, must be it was stolen from me. He'll find a scapegoat to blame. The Yidin stole it from me. And Mimela, by you picking it up and returning it, you're showing, not like that, Faket, you're showing that he lost it, you're even willing to give it back, but you're saving yourself from Mechil Hashem. Otherwise, you'll think some Yid must have stolen the Aveda from him. That's what the Sma quotes from the Beis Eisev. Like the Sma's interpretation of the Beis Eisev, it should come out that if the guy would know for sure that he lost it, so you do, he puts ads, he lost an Aveda, and you see it, you're not mechuyev to pick it up and give it back to the guy, because You don't have the chash that he thinks that a yid stole it from him, because you see that he knows that he lost it. However, if you look in the Beis Hezin and Kesef Mishnah, he mamish doesn't say this. He leaves out, first he leaves out this line, Akam Le'izvish Anofim in Aveda, and he just says, El Yisrael HaMamutsu M'sham Ganvuhu. Doesn't say Ganvu Mimeno, Ganvu. And I think Pashe Pshan in the Beis Hezin, Lulli Demestabin of Nesma, is that he's going to know that he lost it. And he's going to think, who must have found it? Yidden. And they didn't bother to return it. It has my name, my address, my phone number. Yeah, a bunch of Yidden, they must have picked it up. They must have stolen it. They might. So therefore, you should pick it up to save yourself from a Chilal Hashem. He shouldn't think that it was stolen. But not stolen from him out of his rishus. Stolen, that is, that they walked off with it and they didn't bother to return it. And not only that, the Be'er HaGoyla actually in Sivkot and Dalit even makes a hagah in the Beis Hezim and says that. He says, the Neolinius deity, Shetzer, Kolemish, Yisrael, Matzuhu. Not that they were ganvu. Matzu, the Yidden took it and didn't bother to return it. Mamela, you're going to have a problem. If the roiv ear is Shal Yisrael, you're going to have that chash. All right. Continues the Machaba, Uvachal Mokum, and in all places, Machnisim Kleim Ke Klei Yisrael, Mepnei Daki Shalom. If they're Kleim, if their items, their utensils are in danger of being stolen. Let's say they put it somewhere to as a pekodin. Not left Africa by you, they put it in a sada that normally would have been a safe place. And now you know, you heard that the Cossacks are coming, you heard that Kleim are coming, bandits are coming, people are looting, the Kveis, it was a blackout, and they're just going to loot the city, the mafia, whatever it is, and Memelo, you're going to save his item from being stolen, then yes, Machnisim Kleim Kekle Yisrael Mepnei Daki Shalom. That you're allowed to do because of Daki Shalom. Zok the Smasiv Cotton Dalet, how you're allowed to do this? So he says, only if you're doing it together. Since you don't know, he doesn't know, and it's Navedi, Taka lost it, then you have an Issi, and now they return to Navedi, because as a Shem Navedi, he lost it. He did it on purpose. He placed it there. He never entertained it's going to get lost. Just now we found out that Yid knows that Ganovim are going to come and they'll steal it from there. It's no Shem Aveda Alav yet because it wasn't lost, which is a Chiddush L'Chai right now that's vulnerable to be stolen. L'Chai, yes, should be a Shem Aveda, but it's not yet the Matzav of Avod. I guess the Goyim didn't enter the city yet. It's not mamish or matzav of Ovid yet. Mutaloy lachniso lamakam amishtamim mepnei agavim mepnei darkei shalom. So the Sma is muttering. He wants to know how you're allowed to do this. It should be the same issa of returning a goy's item. It should be aveda. And it's mechadish. It's not an aveda. Aveda is only when he lost it. He never lost this item. He placed the kelim there. Ganovim are going to come into the city. Doesn't have a shame aveda yet. Now I'm allowed to return it. That's what comes out from the Sma. Chayru, what's a shtickle shver, is that if I'm doing him in the daki shalom, the whole list doesn't start. We kept on saying before, everything is libe boy. If I do lekadosh ein shemayim, there's no problem. There's no problem, Maxi Gadei Ve'aver, there's no problem. So if I do Mnei Daki Shalom, I have a good cheshen, I don't want it to be anti-Semites, I want to be riots, I have a Kavana Ritzuya, I'm doing it for a purpose, so hey, that alone should take care of. So Lamazagan is a Shema Veda. But the reason why I'm allowed to return it is Mnei Daki Shalom, because I'm doing it for a different purpose. I'm not doing it Lahashvis to go to a Yid, or Lahatzi Gadei Ve'aver, I'm doing it for a good purpose for Klai Yisrael, Mnei Daki Shalom. So I don't know. I saw other Achina was a bother. What's going on? It sounds like from the Sma'ul. So we don't care about your Kavana. It's still a Nisa. And punct only Lekai Shem Shemayim is different. I just want to point out a Geshmak HaShayla. What would be if you found the Aveda and the Goy was already Miyayish? And now you picked up the Aveda, so now the Aveda belongs to you. Are you allowed to give the Aveda now back to a Goy? So the Achina want to tell you now, that if the whole Issa is, let's say, Rashi, Lahashri is to Yid, to a Goy to a Yid, Well, by Yid b'chei gavna, I don't have a chiv ashav zaveda because it's after Yish. I'm allowed to keep it. So if I would only giving it back, it'd be my own personal agenda. Why I want to give it back? Mitzvah say whatever my personal chesed mission. I want to give it back. So you want to say obezoy, then it'll be mut even to give back a goy shaveda because you don't have the problem of lashes the goy to a yid. You're not being mashu the goy to a yid because even a yid doesn't have. You're not showing you being mezalzel and mitzvahs b'irei. No, because even by yid you won't have a mitzvahs b'irei b'chei gavna. And they let you. Shukunak says lefnimishus adin. The Ramah says lefnimishus adin, which I kind of might argue with. But yeah, the Ramah says lefnimishus. Not no. In that case, I don't think it should be a koyfin because it's a machlek. It's a ma'isa. But it's not mishum. Oh, that's a shal lefnimishus adin. It's a din in hashavas aved and lomdis. But they want to say me'mela. I'm allowed to give it back because I'm not being mashver the goy to a yid because yid also. Who? What? So that's what you have to know. Maybe this Indian of Midas Kazidis or Lachyesai, that would be also, if you all like the Ramam, that it's Maxik Deh Ve'Aveya, look, you should still have Maxik Deh Ve'Aveya. It's all go from giving my own money, like Sechonim, I'll have, so good. So I won't have Maxik Deh Ve'Aveya, however big it is, it's called like Sechonim. Why? Correct. It should, so it's even worse. Well, if I have a Zaytik Cheshvin, take the other Chesachanim, we were bothered before, it should take care of this Issa as well. All right, let's move on. I'm trying to finish the Simon tonight. How could it be worse? I don't understand how it could be worse than Lo Sechonim.
I'm saying, so why would you be allowed to? Just because you have a personal benefits, you can be mastered.
But you see, by Lo Sechonim, you're allowed to. I'm allowed to even give him a straight out matonda, so why can't I just return his Aveda? Now, I'm not saying that I could hear what you're saying, but halach we passing is going to be allowed to if you have a agenda, right? So what's going on? If you have a cheshvin, why are you doing it? So,
what's
the funny? You're not allowed to give them chen, you're not allowed to give them matonis, you're not allowed to be native to them. Ben? All right, let's try to chapra on this simon here. Sif beis chayv la'achse avedis Yisrael yimachuyv to return avedis Yisrael afilu hayabalo aveda rosha v'eichel nevelu l'teyoven. Even if he's a rosha eichel nevelu l'teyoven, you still have a chiv to return his aveda. It's important to note that in Yerideya, in Simon Reishon and Aleph, the Mechab and Ramah both paskin like the Rishonim that you have no mitzvah l'achyese. He's not a chicha in the sense that you have a mitzvah l'achyese. You do not have a mitzvah l'achyese, but hashav is aveda v'aisek is different. The other Rishonim Taisis holds, Taisan v'adazara holds, the goyin over there paskins like Taisis that you do have a mitzvah l'achyese by someone who's a mumma l'teyoven. But the Mechaber Ramah paskin that you don't have a mitzvah l'achyese. Nevertheless, hashav is aveda, you do have a chiv. Aval oichun avela l'achis. If he does it l'achis, harehu apikuris mi'Yisrael v'apikursim v'yibdeavidus kochavim v'Yisrael mechala le'shabbos v'vehesya osa l'achzeh lehem aveda ka'akam. It's osa to give them back an aveda. Someone who does it l'achis, you're now allowed to give back an aveda. Now, what would be if he's trying to do a Lekadosh Es Hashem, like it says in Sif Aleph? A goy, I'm also now allowed to give back, but Lekadosh Es Hashem, I'm allowed to. Am I allowed to give back to an Apikoyres Lekadosh Es Hashem?
Says Ka'akum.
Says Ka'akum. Very nice dig, I hear. So there's Iris Tshuva, in Chelik Bey, Simen Men Hey, says that this is Cholik from a goy. I hear you dig, but never, notwithstanding, he says, no, here, you're not allowed to give it back, even Lekadosh Es Hashem. Why? He says, because the Kadosh Es Hashem only passes when Yisrael is returning it to a goy, so the goy is going to say, oh, what a beautiful ummah, the Yiddish ummah, he's returning it. But this person is a Bamis Yid, he's also part of the ummah. So what's he going to say? He's also part of the same Ummah. He's a Yisfar.
But he'll say that they're from the Yidin.
Oh, that's what I want to know. Like, what did he want? L'chayra, he doesn't say that, but I hold like you. So he's going to say it. You see that the from a Yidin, Shemei Torah, are Balei Amun, and it's good to be a Shemei Torah. In fact, the Ikum Mitzah Darais of Kiddush Hashem was Bekar of Yisrael. Only B'tech Yisrael, you have to have Yud Yid in there. If you don't have the mitzvah, the rise of Kiddush Hashem. So I don't know what he wanted. He'll still say, that's one svar he says. And then he says, another svar, that even B'mokum Sheyesh Chilal Hashem, whereby a goy, it's even us, you have to give it back. Chayv Langs, he says that by this person is not a problem. He's misopic. First he says, maybe it's mut, and then he says, no, it's not a problem. Because you won't make a chesham. You go over to the guy, and you say, I normally return avedas, but not to you, because the Torah said, I'm not supposed to return you an aveda, because you're a mumah. So there's no Chilal Hashem. What's a Chilal Hashem? I'm showing you that I am Hashem Yetarim Mitzvahs, and I'm showing you that I am Bali Amunu, but not for people who are Mechalei Shabbos, not for people who are Mumorim. So mainly he says at the end of the day, here, Seifer, Kiddush Hashem, Seifer, Chilal Hashem, you should not return this guy's Aveda. But I'm more noita with Adam Makor, that Avada, Lekadish is Hashem, you can return it. Sorry?
You said
about
lahakas,
niggas,
that he's not
lespo. The ones who are lahakas are not lespo, but when they see after a while, and they see that the path they chose leads to one kid who goes on drugs and gets killed, and the Yiddish path leads to a normal family with a normal life, all of a sudden they change their philosophy. It means they don't. That's how it is. If they'll see you being mative and being shemir tariya mitzvahs, they'll be mushba. It's not a. Lani is daiti, but at least. All right, but I'm not arguing that it's true, but now Moshe pointed out that there's even a Lashon Mechav HaKakam which would support this type of opinion. Mechav Shabbos Vesit Pashas even L'Tayovim because it's a Issa Mefursam, and they know that they're not allowed to do it, and Memela they shouldn't be doing it. Grader of Moshe and others say that Bezmanena, we don't have this Inyan of Mechav Shabbos Vesit because they don't really chap the Chaymer Issa and the. Memela, you don't have this. Pashas, you don't have this heta, so to speak. You know, it doesn't turn into a mumalachas because of it. Oh, the shach in Yeredeya in Kuf Nun Aleph Sivkan Gimel is mamsi a middle geder, and that's really the geder that we have. What the people who are fry today, they're not leitayoven, but they're a klal. I got to know a couple of them. The people who are like on the brink, the traditionals, they're a shtickle leitayoven. They try to do it, but if it's leinzach to be ayvaveres to be mechal Shabbos, they'll be mechal Shabbos too. But they try. Okay. By and large, most of the people who are fried today are indifferent. They're not lahachas either. They're not, we bedavki eat crab or clam, we're going to go mamish chazer lahedya. They don't care. They're indifferent about it. They don't care about kosher food, non-kosher food. Everything's the same by them. They're indifferent. The shach in Yeredeya is mamzi, a new class called someone who's indifferent. He holds he's not a mumalahachis, that it's also to help him out, but he's not a mumalitayavin, he's in the middle. That's what the shach mamsi by himself is by Tanaran, but that's a shach shidza. Mamalashin? I don't know. All the achrayim neman that's mumma lahachis, because mumma l'tevin means that if I have a choice, a kosher restaurant and a non-kosher restaurant, I'll eat kosher. Just when there's no choice, then I'll eat trade because it's l'tevin. They always have a choice, and yet they're still going to trade for restaurants. What are they doing for?
Shouldn't even be l'tevin. They're It's lack of knowledge also.
No, if that Tinnik Shinishba, I'm not talking about Tinnik Shinishba, no, Tinnik Shinishba, yeah, but let's say you have somebody who learned in elementary school, he's not a Tinnik Shinishba, he went off to Derek, he's just indifferent, he's not lachis, doesn't care, he went through the Holocaust and you think that's ahead of him, and the Chulil, I'm not judging him, and I'm not in his place, but I saw him, that's already ahead of him. By the way, these people tell you that, I already did it a couple of times, you start finding out about it, you find out even before the Holocaust, they weren't from either, but now they have something to justify their chedron, but good, they don't care about it, they're indifferent. So I want to know, light the shark. I didn't see anyone who was bothered by it, but what would be Lagabi Hashavas Aveda? Will he be Nisrab in the Pasha, just like Eichon Neveos L'Teyovim, which is normally not a Chicha Leit Machab and Ramov, they not Mutzav L'Chesed, was Nisrab of Hashavas Aveda, will this person also be Nisrab or not? I think, without a raya, that he's not Nisrab. It's only Mumbo L'Teyovim is Nisrab, but this next dog, even though it's not as bad as Mumalakas, who is not Nisrab, mainly you don't have a Chiv, but you won't have an Issa either, because you're allowed to save him. You're allowed to be Mechayim. The Shach holds, he's in the middle, that you don't have an Issa, and you don't have a Chiv. So here to Lechay, that's what it should come out, that you don't have an Issa, and you don't have a Chiv. The Shaila is, what would be, let's say, Lamashul, a Kiddush Hashem.
If somebody's lahakas of the they know something. If somebody's just indifferent, they talk, don't know anything.
Yeah, but they still see that you're a from person. They know that they're not from. They see that you're religious.
I'm saying, but for them, the effect of Kiddush Hashem has more.
Oh, has more of an effect.
Yes.
Oh, more an effect. Yeah, okay, good. Fine. Shine. That now, what about Tinnik Shanishba? So Tinnik Shanishba, Lamais is a Chazanish in Yeredeya and Simen Beis Sivkon Chav Ches, Lagabi Lachyesai, and other things, Mumun, he has a bunch of things, Latzilo B'Shabbos, Lachalolo V'Shabbos, he names on that a Tinnik Shanishba is Shava to a Yid, L'chol Dova. And that's Mashmois of the Achreinim, the Haintik Adei, they say over whatever it's worth from Ramoish and Lahavdo, from Ben Chaim L'Chaim, from Rabbi Yosher, that Tinnik Shanishba is a regular Shavas Aved, and you are Mechuyiv, a regular Din, a regular Yid, you're Mechuyiv to give it back. And the Chazanish, in Siman Aleph, Yeredeya has his shita is that based by and large, Kamat everyone today is a tinnik shel nishma because you don't give proper musa and they don't know and they weren't trained and they weren't learned. And Mamela, everyone Kamat has a tinnik shel nishma. However, the stipler said over that the Chazanish is moida, that if they had an elementary school education, a Jewish education, and then they went off to Derek, that's not a tinnik shel nishma. Because they learned enough to know the difference and they learned enough to choose and they were becharta, not bechaim. So Mamela, they're no longer a tinnik shel nishma. All right, you have to know which type of day school we're talking about, but if they had some type of Jewish elementary education, that's fine. All right, let's try to chaperine still. Siv Gimel. Din hamud hanom mechaver lina nagzar saveda nizbar betur yardei simen resh chavalev. So if the Mechaber says to look there, especially since we're running out of time, go look there, we'll skip it. Dalit, chatul ra, if you have a bad cat, shemazik lekatanim, it hurts kids, ein tzarech lashivu labaylim, you're not mechiv to give it back to the baylim, elokola moitzei, anyone who finds it hargoy should kill it, v'zeiche boyer, and there's a lot of b'zeiche in its ar. If it's a bad cat, it's a wild animal, it's whatever, it's mazik people, then you're supposed to kill the item and you're allowed to keep the cat, you're allowed to keep its skin, and the cat's not worth much, but you're allowed to keep the skin, the ur is worth something, and that you're allowed to keep. Taisis Gadam Bavakama says it's talking about where the cat was not chained, is not on a leash, so therefore it's more mazik. It sounds like from Taisis that even if you killed it, or even if it died by itself, someone else is allowed to be zeich in the ar, whoever gets there first, from the Rama Mashma, not like that, but Pashas, that's the halacha, that you're allowed to kill it and you're allowed to keep it. But so come on, and negate it today, because we're talking about a vicious, ferocious cat. I'm not familiar with any such of...
People have dogs.
So by dogs, it might be negate. Okay, you have to know. Fine, let's try to hop around one more sif. We have a few minutes left. Amalai Aviv. If your father tells you, "Al takzias haveda harezelo yishmaloi," it's in the siman of Eivir Aver, because I guess it means the father's Eivir Aver. If the father says, "Do not return this haveda harezelo yishmaloi," you're not supposed to listen to him. You're supposed to return the haveda anyway. Why? Zok desma in Sifkot and Tez, Berambam nizbayer. Dafilu amulei aviv al takzias haveda elalech vasei atzerik shosheli dava pleini. Not just them. He's malicious. Don't return the Aveda. But I need you. I need you to help me out. I need you to build my sukkah. Don't return that Aveda. Help me out. I need help now. So you have a mitzvah kibbut av in front of you. Afilu haki lo yishma lo aviv. You're not supposed to listen to your father. M'nei shekibbut av aim hu asei. V'ashavas Aveda yesh bo la v'asei. So it's more chashiv. V'ayinu tamu unami b'gemara. U'kadesh lo yitayma. Another cheshbin. U'kadesh lo yitayma. Kati mitzvah kibbut av adifa. Duhuksha kvoidi le kvoida makam. Therefore, mishumachi yava brayso oitam acher dechsev ish imay va'aviv tirov eshabseizay teshmeir ani Hashem kuchem chayav bechvaydi. Even your father's mechuyev. So, if your father's mechuyev in the mitzvahs atayra and you're mechuyev, so then don't listen to your father. Ad rabakita mitzvahs atayra of hashavas aved. So, there's really two pshatim. One is because it's an asay, and the shavas is asay v'lois asay, and the other reason is because he's also chayav bechvaydi. What's the nafkamina zokto? Divrei Mishpat Geshmak. He says, what would be if you have a Safek Aveda? You know, let's say you have a Safek belongs to a Yid. Well, his case was, you have a Safek, maybe the person was ready Miyash. If he was ready Miyash, you have no Chiyiv HaShavetz Aveda. Now, and your father says, help me out. You have a mitzvah, keep it out in front of you. What do you do? Keep it out, or do you return the Safek Aveda? So it would be only as the first Cheshbin of Asay against the Lois HaSev Asay. No, I would say, go be Mechabit your father. That's a Vade Asay. And returning the Aveda is only a Safek. But if the Svar is, so he says, even a Safek. If you have a Safek, you have Adam Mechiv, Sveka Dereis Lachme, you Mechiv to give it back. So if your father says not to, he's going against the Torah of Sveka Dereis Lachumra. Memelo, Kulchem Chayav Mechvaidi, he's also Chayav Mechvaidi. So you don't listen to your father and return in Aveda, even if it's a Safek Aveda, that's enough to be Mevatel or Deicha, Mitzvahs Kibir Aveim. Interesting, it's not Poshit, the Arachrenim who are Mesupik in this Ulum Mishpat, I think, by Sarachin, but that's how Divrei Mishpat comes out, even a Safek Aveda is supposed to return. No, if you could be Mekayim Shneim, and it's not vulnerable, it's going to get lost, and Echam Dachrenim said, then maybe you should. Or let's say if it's Efshe Ayidei Acher, let's say someone else could do the Hashav Zaveda, and you could do the Kibir Aveim, so it's a mitzvah, Efshe Lekayim Ayidei Acher, so maybe then you should do Kibir Aveim, let someone else do the Hashav Zaveda. But if you can't, maybe it'll be stolen by the time you get back, it'll be ruined, stepped on, so then Nevada, you're supposed to do Hashav Zaveda. Now, let me just cut around one more halacha. I mean, whatever. Negate to this is a Taz. The Taz says a big chiddush. The Taz says that you should know what we're talking about over here is you didn't do anything yet. You have a choice. Keep it av. Hashav is aveda. The father says, do keep it av. Tough. Don't listen to your father and be meshav aveda. But the Taz says, im hukfar osik b'mitzvus keep it av. Be'ezadov, if you miller being Isaac be'kivirav, ve'irulai Hashav is aveda hu pata, you do not return Hashav is aveda. You keep on being mekayim mitzvahs kibirav. Why? Mitam kol Isaac be'mitzvah pata min ha'mitzvah. Because you're being mesasik be'mitzvah. If you're being mesasik in middle, then you're pata min ha'mitzvah. He says, and if you're zois mikol mokum in ma'av kan, if the father's here, the hu mechuyiv limchoy lebnoi, he's mechuyiv to be mavata and tell the son no. Shivat mi malakto. Don't be oisik in me, and rather be yoshev aveda. Oy yoshev hu baatzmi, or the father himself is mechiv to do the yoshev as aveda. Damina nani Hashem alokechem kuchem chayavim bechvaidi. But if the father doesn't want, avam mekom makom ala ben atzmi ain early shum chiv yoshev aveda kishu oisik kfar bekivirav. Since he's already in middle, oisik be mitzvah is part of mina mitzvah. Big chiddush of the Taz, that this whole halacha is before, but in the middle, Yitzhak ben Mitzvah. The Erech Shai argues with the Taz and says, if the father is here, Bishram, the father's not here, so, and you're being Oisik, you're building a sukkah, he's not here, he doesn't know that you have Hashav Zaved, and Zaved, Yitzhak ben Mitzvah, Batim ben Mitzvah. But if the father's here, he's mechuyev to be Moichel and tell you to go be Hashav Zaved. If he doesn't, it's like the Erech Shai Achab, then he's Eino Oisah Maisa Amcha. And you're not mechuyev and kibra aveim and ain't no yisam hazamcha. So the father's here and he doesn't want to be meichel on his covet and allow you to return that aveda. Then he's not a yisam hazamcha. Mameli no longer you mechuyev and kibra aveim. Mameli then you're supposed to go and be meishar aveda because you're no longer a yisam mitzvah. You have no mitzvah to keep it up.
Why if the father is quiet? He doesn't say anything. Now
so the father's quiet. So she has ta. What should I do? If he sees it, also none of that could be conversed. He should take the initiative. If he sees I have Hashav Zayin in front of me, if he doesn't say I hear, but if he sees, he should tell me, go be Meshav Aveda. Don't be Mavatum. So then maybe, okay. The Mashag argues with the Blay Tzarchin and Nataz from a different Indian. He says that since that the father is also Mechuyev to be Isaac in the Mitzvah and the Kuchen Kayab and Bechvaidi, could be you don't have the Torah of Isaac in Mitzvah, Patam in a Mitzvah, because Betim, he's also Mechuyev to do it. Mele, like his mitzvah is toughful to the mitzvah of Hashav Zaveda. But the mice, that's what the Taz comes out to, Geshmak HaTaz. All right, Agutovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.